This is the Empty Stands Podcast.
Hey guys, it's another week, another game week on the horizon. Welcome to the Empty Stands Podcast. Today, it's me, Nkem, again. Yes, your regular ranter, your consistent Red Arrow specialist. boy, oh boy, my Red Arrow this week was phenomenal. And with me here, I have Reward. How you doing, Reward?
Okay, I'm good. It was a great game week. My, I don't know, seventh or eighth consecutive Green Arrow.
Wow.
Yeah, since game 17, I've had constant greens. I don't know how it's happened, but let it keep coming, please.
Yeah, man, I need to get some of your luck. It needs to rub off for me because it's like, dude, I was just tired. Like, I can't remember who I was speaking to over the weekend. It was my brother. My brother was like, I saw your team and you have Palmer on and you have Foden on the bench. This was even before the hat trick. And I was just like, yeah, I felt like I should have put more, like, I should have concentrated more on selecting my team and stuff. But I was just on the move and I was just like, yeah, Foden didn't do me well last game week. We just try Palmer. And here we are. Everybody was laughing to the bank. You don't even want to know who my captain was. Like, dude, like, it was ridiculous. But yeah, how did yours go? Who was your captain?
It went really good. I captained De Bruyne. He had just one assist, but it was refreshing to see him play 90 minutes. So I think that's good going forward. I also had Foden with 20 points. I had Richarlison as well with his 15 points. I had Watkins. Remember last game week, I was so confused. Yeah. I didn't know whether to sell Watkins or Solanke for Haaland. And I decided to do neither. I kept both Watkins and Solanke. I went into the game week without Haaland. It was scary to watch. It was really scary to watch, but I mean, I survived. So I had Watkins with the 18 points too. So that was it for me. So it was a good game week. If I had captain for the week, I mean, that's just hindsight. So but I'm excited going into this next couple of game weeks because I feel like this is where the game starts. Like, this is where it really starts. Let me not lie. FPL is hard.
Dude, like, I feel like everybody has come with their A game this season. Like, I was talking to some of my neighbors and they were just talking about, like, if one of my neighbors was saying he had Garnacho on his team and he was giving me some interesting insights. And I was like, I'm the Man United fan and I'm not even thinking about it in that way. Like, FPL is just FPL to me. Like, it's just fun, just select. But this guy was giving me some damning stats, man. And I was like, ah. And guess what?
People take it really serious.
Garnacho pops. Like, yeah, so I need to get to that level of, I don't know, seriousness with you guys. Because, yeah, you're right. It's hard. This is basically midway point of the season.
Yeah.
It's time for the big boys to stand up.
Definitely. I mean, we, over the course of the week, we then have all the doubles and the blanks confirmed. So we have a double game week in game week 25 for Luton, Liverpool, Brentford, and Man City. We have a blank game week in 26 for Luton, Liverpool, Chelsea, and Spurs. Then in game week 28, it's also a double. We have that for Luton and Bournemouth. That was just confirmed, I guess, today. Then in game week 29, we have like a bigger blank, about 10 or 12 teams. So exciting time. Let's get into it.
I guess game week 29 is probably going to be... what's the name of that?
Free hit.
Yeah,
it's probably free hit time. Yeah,
probably going to be free hit time because I'm just trying to figure out how we are going to like chip. Yeah. Well, okay. So, moving on. So, what's the optimal number of doublers to get? Like, because I see that most of those teams actually have not most, but some of the teams have blanks.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the tricky thing. I mean, you could decide to go all in on this double game week that's coming in game 25 and get all your triple City, triple Liverpool, maybe one each from Luton and Brentford, and then go to game week 26 and realize that Luton, Liverpool, all blank, right? So imagine you had triple Liverpool. That's three players. Maybe they'll be on your bench, right? And then you have a Luton player. Like, where's he going to play? And most of us, I have Pedro Porro, a Spurs guy. I also have Richarlison, also a Spurs guy. And I have Palmer, Cole Palmer. And Spurs and Chelsea also blank in 26. So, I mean, how do I fit extra three, four players that are blanking in game six? So it's
Free
really
hit might
tricky.
even come to ourselves.
Oh.
The free hit, so it becomes a choice as to when to take the free hit.
The thing is, I feel like I can navigate this stretch of games without using my chips. The only chip I might consider using is maybe the triple captain on Haaland in game week 25 when he faces Chelsea and Brentford. But that's I think well that's my it's squad dependent anyways, but team dependent I mean. But for me, I don't think I want to waste any of my chips throughout this stretch. I feel like I can navigate it with taking hits when necessary. So ideally, Man City are the best team in the league, right? We saw what they did to what they did to Brentford, right? So I feel like going into this game week, you should definitely look to have three Man City assets. We'll talk about each of them as we go on, but three Man City assets. I could say triple Liverpool as well, but I have this. I can't stand Darwin Núñez, right? So,
Fair.
I'll just go with two.
He flatters to deceive, so very fair.
Yeah, so I'll just go with two Liverpool assets, then maybe one or two each from maybe a Brentford and Luton, but I'll probably say one each. Yeah, so that's making it eight doublers. So if you have between maybe seven and eight doublers, I feel like that's enough. And the good thing about it is these doublers, because I mean this is for Game Week 24, right? They all have great fixtures this Game Week 24. City play Everton, Liverpool play Bournemouth, Luton play Sheffield, right? Who's Brentford playing again? Brentford play Wolves. I mean, Tony can do his thing. So, yeah,
I mean,
that's the
you would know more than anyone else that will be on a streak of one.
please,
So,
please let's keep Chelsea out of this conversation. Let's keep Chelsea out of this. So yeah, I'll say six, seven max doublers. Yeah, that's okay.
yeah, and I think we have to be on the lookout for those doublers that would not be blanking on the other side as well. I feel like I would not want to go all out. Of course, with the experience we have playing FPL, we know that the double game weeks are not always what they seem to be. So for me, yeah, I mean, taking the punt on, like, I was just thinking about it shortly before the pod. Like, if I wanted to get a third Man City asset, who would be a shoo-in? Like, who would I be confident in enough to bring in outside the top two? That's De Bruyne, Foden, and Haaland.
Yeah, I
And
think
of course,
that's about it. I mean, there's a shout for Walker, but
no.
I don't trust that Man City defense. I feel like they
Yeah.
always concede. They find a way to concede. So the upside of getting the attack is definitely more than the defense. So I'll just go with KDB, Foden, and Haaland. That's as easy as it gets, right? So I mean, depending on the team structure, some people might be more inclined to go a Walker, for instance, but I don't think there's any upside there. The teams they play can definitely score City. So, I mean, what's the point? The points are in attack. So, for City, I'm definitely getting. I already have the three of them, anyways, Foden, KDB, and Haaland. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Okay.
For
All
Liverpool,
right.
I mentioned earlier, I don't trust Darwin Nunez. I mean, he's the XG king. Guy
Everything
causes chaos. But he just can't put the ball at the back of the net. I don't know what it is. Like against Chelsea, the guy had like 11 shots in the first half alone.
Yeah, I saw the
And
highlight.
at some point in the game, he was on minus two.
As in, even the FPL is tired of the guy. Like,
That's
what
how
is.
we get. It's just the roller coaster ride with Darwin Núñez, and I like my peace
Yeah, I
rather
mean,
than not.
for Liverpool is looking like Jota for me, but I'm
Yeah.
still trying. And of course, waiting on news on Salah because yeah, I see that he's.
I mean, but how do you fit KDB, Haaland, and for me, I have a Trent as well. How do you fit all three? And
Oh, so he's. Oh, yeah, one of them. Oh, good luck to you. Like, you figure it out. Like, the Lord is your strength. Like,
I can't even think of Salah right now.
that's greed.
He can post
That's.
all the gym pictures and mirror selfies as much as he likes. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I think I'm there. But jumping into forwards, so I see there's a huge argument between getting your XG King Darwin in versus a Tony. So seeing as you are obviously anti-Darwin, yeah.
You know my answer already. I feel like Tony is the tallyman or the talisman for Brentford. So, although they have like the tougher fixtures, their games are they look quite tough. Like, they face again Wolves. Wolves is easy, but in the double they face Liverpool and City. I feel like
Yeah, so that's
Brentford
not
has shown that they really do well, not necessarily do well, but they give the tough times, right? Against Man City, they scored first, and I mean, on any other day, last season they beat City home and away, so anything can happen. But I know that Tony, it's definitely he's to me he's a better shout than Darwin Nunez. So, and again, Brentford are the only team that don't. So they play in 25. They double in 25. They don't blank in 26.
Yeah.
They also don't blank in 29. So, I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
So it's gonna be
Liverpool
those.
double in 25, but they blank in 26. And they
Yeah.
also, I think, no, Liverpool also don't blank in 29. So, I mean, you get an extra game with Tony. So, why not?
Okay. So yeah, looking like Tony. So thinking about budget enablers, I mean, for someone like you definitely need them with all the heavyweights that you have in your squad. So looking at Luton double game week, how are you thinking? I saw the was it Adebayo? Adebayo is
That guy has been entering my eyes, I won't lie.
looking decent.
The guy
He's
has been
looking
entering my eyes,
decent.
but I don't know why he increased in price. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Of
So
course,
he was
because he has entered other people's eyes now, but they were
it was
faster.
4.6, right? And then I was struggling because I still have Archer in my team, who's like
Wow.
so I've been and I think I just have 4.5 in the bank. So if I sell Archer, I'll just have 4.5 in the bank. So I'm 0.1 short. I was really hoping to get Adebayo for Archer, but now that looks like an impossible move. But Adebayo he's been fantastic. He's now in 90 minutes, man. He's their main man. I mean, at the start of the season, he used to be Morris, but Adebayo seems like he's nailed that spot. He's had 5 goals in his last 5 games. Luton themselves, they've scored like 15 goals in the last 5 games. Saying it makes me like Luton.
That's impressive,
Yeah, but
actually.
something just clicked in that team, and for some reason they've decided to give it a go, right? They're not ultra defensive anymore. They're like giving it a go. And I remember watching, I think my favorite asset in Luton is Alfie Doughty. I remember watching this guy against Chelsea, I think for the last 20 minutes of the game. And I was
Yeah.
like, the guy was just spamming crosses, and each of those cross.
We're getting in.
Interesting stats. Since game week 15, Alfie Doughty has the most assists in the league.
Wow.
He's a defender. And since game week 15, he's had the most assists in the league. I think he's just 4.6 now.
Should go get him before he
Yeah,
jumps.
because I feel like he's. And they are facing Sheffield. I feel like Sheffield are the worst teams in they're the worst team in
Oh,
the league,
yeah.
right? I
Come
can
on.
just imagine Alfie Doughty and they suck at set pieces. So I can imagine Doughty and those his crosses and his set pieces against that Sheffield United team. And I feel like that's a haul. That's a
Yeah.
haul. I know they face Liverpool and City, right? The Luton double isn't exactly that interesting.
Tempting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but at that price, I
But you
feel
never know. They are, I mean, I feel like they've had a good chat this season. They are fighters. Like I'm sure you saw the game with Newcastle. Like they don't just take it lying down. Like
Oh, it's
they
actually, sorry, my bad. It was Man United and Liverpool. So they face United and Liverpool. They face Sheffield at home, United at home, I don't trust United. I don't trust the United defense. Like Luton can definitely score United, so it's actually not bad. I would really ask people to consider Doughty. He's amazing. Yeah,
Okay.
a
Yeah.
defender at 4.6 million, and he's just 5.4% owned. So that's a great differential shout, anyways. So Luton score goals. They score.
Yeah.
I mean, against Newcastle last game week, 4 goals. Who would have seen that coming? But yeah, I think Luton are they're really a good team to target. There's another guy who is like, I can't even believe I'm saying this, but Ross Barkley.
I did think of them.
Ross Barkley has, I feel like he's turned his career around. I don't know what the Luton manager has done, but Ross Barkley is a good shot.
I did think of him. If I need a cheap differential, I don't know his current price. But yeah, the way my midfield is looking, I don't think I have space for him. But yeah, if I ever felt like I needed like
I mean, for you who's considering, he's just 4.9. You're considering getting Salah, right? So he's a
Oh
good
no, I'm not. Oh,
he's a
my
good
midfield.
I mean, if people are considering Salah, Barkley is a good enabler. He's just 4.9. So yep, he's just been amazing for Luton Town. So yeah, I really like Luton for this stretch. And again, I feel like if you want to get Luton players, you have to get them in game week 24
Oh, yeah.
against Sheffield. I feel this is the right time. Getting them in for the double is, I
Yeah,
mean,
that makes sense.
yeah, just get them. This is the main fixture left to me. Yeah, so and that's one thing I have to consider. Do I really need? I have to make. I don't know because Estupiñán, and you remember what happened last game week? This guy was benched.
No, he's leaving my team for sure. Just that I don't think I
They have
have.
a. They have great fixtures, but why do I have a 5.0 mid defender who's not even playing, whose minutes are insecure? Like, I
Yeah.
feel like I made a mistake there. So, stepping into Alfie Doughty, it'd be on the cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, looking forward to game with 25. You considering using your chips? Are you considering your triple captain, your bench boost? If anyone has a good bench, would you recommend using the bench boost?
I feel like the bench boost is one chip. I won't call it useless, but it's a chip that I prefer ideally to get it over with. Just use it and be done with, because it clouds my judgment sometimes. So if
No.
possible, I'd like to just do away with the chip, like use it and be done with it, right? But typically I like playing the bench boosts just after I've wild carded. Right. And usually on a double game. Yeah. For some reason, this double game week looks more like a triple captain double game week than a bench boost one. I'm going to be watching Haaland keenly against Everton. Like, because we saw him in the game against Brentford. He missed a couple of chances. I mean, I feel like,
I don't think he's
yeah, he's not
I won't say
top
he's
speed
not
yet.
match ready.
Yeah, he's not match fit yet, obviously. So, but he did play 82 minutes, and that was shocking. So,
I think they are trying to get him warmed up, so it's I thought it was a good sign though.
So if we see Haaland play like the Haaland we know, I mean, almost everybody will captain him. Then I feel like it's a no-brainer just triple captain Haaland in game 25. Yeah, but I mean,
So,
depending on your squad, if your squad is good enough for the bench boost, why not just do it and get it over with?
okay, you heard it here, folks. Yeah, so I feel like we're speaking too much about the double game players and ignoring the singles, right? So, like, what are we thinking? Are we thinking of getting rid of the singles? Are we keeping them? I know what I'm doing, but like the Sakas, the Watkins, are we keeping them? Are we shipping them off?
It's interesting you mentioned that because I think I did something. I don't maybe silly.
You took Saka out.
Yes. How
Yeah, it's obvious.
did you figure that?
Obvious now. Like
So last game week, I thought I was preparing to get Haaland, right? And the only way I could get Haaland was, I needed the funds because I had Trent as well. So I needed the funds and I knew I also wanted Jota, right? So I went with Saka out to Gordon. In hindsight, that was a stupid decision because I mean, Gordon got injured, although he got an assist, but Salah scored the goal. So I could have just kept Salah. But I knew eventually I was still going to sell Saka to get Diogo Jota. So yeah, that's, I don't think that's a good FPL decision because I mean, Saka is Saka, but
It definitely was it. Don't try this at home, folks. Like,
I
yeah,
mean, I just
definitely.
looking at my team, there was no other way. There was nobody else I could sell. There was no way I was selling Richarlison. Richarlison has been red hot. Like, I can't sell him. He's even cheaper than Saka. So I sold
No.
Saka for Jota. Yeah. And then I also did something stupid again. In order to get Haaland, I sold Watkins. Yes.
Well, you had Green Arrow, so it is stupid.
No. I mean, I sold him after the game week, right? I had to go early. Haaland was like 13.9. This guy's now 14.2. Like, how?
I know, right? I was just like looking at
I've been
bringing it
struggling for
up.
cash, so I had to go early. So yeah, I know
Like,
Watkins.
what kind of dollar exchange situation is this? Like, why did it rise
This guy's been
so?
injured for months and his price didn't drop. He just came back twice. His price has nah. So I had to just. It wasn't fun watching Haaland and not owning him. So, and the only way I could get him was selling Watkins. I could have sold Solanke, but again, now their double has been confirmed. So I feel like my decision is justified. So I have Solanke for the double, right? So, yeah, I wouldn't be selling. I mean, if my team was any different, I would. It was with a heavy heart that I had to sell Watkins and Saka, but. Definitely don't ignore your singlers. I mean, even Pascal Gross, I wasn't patient enough with him. I sold him the game week before, and now he drops an 11 pointer. So,
That guy, even he's so confused. So
right.
like, show even, but I've not bothered going with him this season. He showed me Shiggy last season. So as a matter of fact, the Brighton midfield showed me Shiggy last season. So I've
Rotation
moved on from
don't
them.
matter. It's crazy. And guess what? Korea out of the Asian Cup, so
Are they out though? Don't they play? Or
no,
there's
they
no
don't have
place
no,
to
there's
be
no
sure.
third place here. There's no third place
Okay.
for yeah. So I mean Son is back to add to our dilemma. So
No, for yeah, but for me, I thought about it,
good.
but yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to mess with my team's dynamics till
Yeah.
after they are blank. Like, yeah, anything he wants to do between Brighton and Wolves, let him do it. Kudos to him. But like, he's not coming back until the Crystal Palace
I
game.
don't think I
So,
want to. Richarlison is perfect. I don't think
exactly.
he's. I don't think Ange's gonna
I
do well.
can imagine Son coming back to give him assists.
I mean,
That would be
I
great for
can't say I
Jamie.
can't even afford him. Like it's literally impossible. So, yeah.
You know, yeah, for me, I don't understand how you guys like I might be one of the very stubborn. I mean, I have a lot of red arrows and I'm pretty I mean my one of my worst positions ever in FPL. But for the love of Christ, I don't understand how you guys are sacrificing all that money on a Trent who is prone to conceding goals. Like, I can't remember who I was watching the other day that was saying that I would rather have an Alisson Becker
Yeah.
than a Trent
No,
because of the
that
cost.
doesn't make any sense.
Because of the cost, Alisson Becker is like a 5.7 or 5.6.
Yeah, but
Trent
then concedes
is
goals too. So, I mean, what's the point?
how many goals?
We
How
have
many? Okay, well,
Trent,
I see
the
how I'm
goals and the
contradicting myself.
assist.
I see how I'm contradicting myself, but still, I don't get like I'd rather do a Trippier. I don't have Trippier, but I'm
Trent.
like, if I'm going to spend money on a defender,
Yeah.
he's a defender. Like,
Get
I
that.
don't get it. Like,
Get that.
how great
For
are
his
his
strength.
odds?
His
How
strength
great?
is the best defender in FPL.
How is he the best? No,
He's
please.
always been. We know that now.
I've said
We
this so
know
many times.
that.
We need to just give that guy his position once and for all. And FPL should fix up. He's a midfielder. There
So
is
that's
no
the thing.
The only there's no
I can't go to
defender.
double without Trent. Nah, I don't think I can do that. I mean, I kept him through his injury just for this, so
Wow, that's some commitment.
Yeah, he's in my team to stay. He faces Burnley at home, Ken.
I mean, you guys, I
That
mean,
looks like a 15-pointer to me.
it might be more red arrows for me, Sha, but I don't know. I just don't, yeah, it just doesn't sit like you see how you're struggling to fit in your midfield and you're
You can't have everybody, so you have to be.
exactly. I know it's the unwritten law. It's just like saying people not because I know there are some people that don't have Haaland, there are people that don't have Salah. But for
Sure.
me, yeah, I think I've just chosen my own demon this season to be Trent. Yeah, let Trent just...
If you can't afford Trent, maybe you go for Van Dijk. Van Dijk is 6 million, so.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And typically, he does really well in double game week, so
Yeah, no,
that's
thank
something to consider. Yeah,
you.
so.
If I have that money, I'd rather just go and get Trippier once. Like,
Don't
you have...
stress. If you can't get Trent, just get Alfie Doughty. I feel like they are literally the same vein.
Yeah, that's definitely looking
Yeah,
like my
just
own
get
option for
Doughty. Yeah.
game week. Okay, so as a Man United fan, I won't say I'm happy. I won't say I'm excited, but if I'm excited about anything, is Rasmus Højlund and well, Garnacho and their brother, Kobbie Mainoo. But yeah, so at this point, looking at the goal scoring options and the haulers, do you think that a Højlund and a Garnacho are options, are legitimate options for this game?
Definitely, definitely. But I mean, like you mentioned, our squads are there's just so many options, so I can't see where they fit in. I mean, if you have your top three strikers or forwards as Haaland, Watkins, and maybe Tony or Darwin, like there's really no space for Højlund. He's on amazing form right now, but I don't see how you can fit any of them in. Maybe a Garnacho, like you mentioned, because he's really cheap and he's a great enabler. So yeah, maybe a Garnacho, but I don't see how I can fit in. Maybe after all this doubles, then we can, if he keeps up with the form, then we can consider him. But nah, it's not for me.
Yeah, that's what it looks like for me as well. Differentials, what are you thinking? Differentials and your captaincy.
I think I've said a couple already. Alfie Doughty, Adebayor, Ross Barkley.
Are you coaching Luton? Like,
I
there are
mean,
other
they're
in
facing Sheffield United. Those guys can put four past them, and yeah. So just get all the Luton assets for your differentials. I really like the looks of them.
Okay. Well, I think I already know your captain, but what are you thinking?
You?
Shop
Do you?
is Haaland. Why who are you
Feel like
raising
I'm going with Diogo Jota.
to?
I'm serious. Yeah, I feel like going with Diogo Jota.
Laughing Portuguese.
Burnley are shit, right?
Are they?
They are extremely shit. Like they're bad, but they don't know they are bad, so they keep attacking. And that's recipe for disaster. Yeah. So nah, I think I'll go with Diogo Jota just to be a little bit different. I'm chasing, so yeah. Haaland is, I feel like Haaland is still, I mean, he could do damage, but yeah, I have him now, so it won't be that bad. But I feel like I'm gonna go Jota instead of Haaland, so yeah.
Okay. Well, so I've gotten a lot of like scoops from you on planning for this game week because yeah, I mean, someone in my position, I need to be getting the scoop
Yo,
from
what's
people.
your aura? What's your rank again? What's your OR again?
Dude, why are you taking me there? I don't even want to, I'm not even
Let me
looking at the numbers anymore. It's a mess. It's a blimey mess. My overall rank now is one. I'm 1,383,000. Oh, I've even gone down. Yeah, but I mean, if we're checking the statistics, well, I'm doing okay. I guess the top 10 percentile of FPL players. But yeah, I've been quite shit. My
Yeah,
overall
but I mean,
point.
this is the time to step up, step on the gas. So yeah,
Yeah, we'll
plan your chip strategy, and hope it pays off. And yeah, you could see yourself flying up there. So that's,
okay.
yeah. I mean, for everyone who's listening, just be careful with your chips. This is crunch time in FPL. So I'm excited. Let's see how it goes.
Awesome. Thank you, Ward. Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for listening. It's been fun as always. Please like, repost, retweet the MT Stand Pod on Twitter. We'll be sending out very soon. We're looking forward to green arrows to for everyone, especially me. I'm the most in need of green arrows, but I wish everybody green arrows. So till the next pod, see you guys soon.
Thank you.